Hey, Ralphie Radio Show. Yes, finally Friday. Let's recap the week that was with Life and Style Weekly and Senior News Editor Jordy Lippi. Jordy, hello.
Hey, how are you?
I am doing good. Justin Bieber may be doing a little bit better now that all of these rumors are starting to die down about him and this kid that he allegedly fathered with this girl backstage at a show. What a crazy story it was. I know Selena Gomez's rep issued a statement saying that the two were still together, but that might not be for much longer, according to Life and Style Weekly.
That's absolutely correct. You know, Selena has this image as a good girl, and her family and I'm sure her managers want to keep it that way. So even though Justin's coming out and denying this entire story, they're still urging to Selena that she might want to call it quits with Justin to save her career and her own image.
The backlash for Selena has been that bad?
Not necessarily that bad. I think people are very supportive of her, but who knows how this case is going to go. And just the fact that he's even caught up in something like this, I don't think her managers or family want her to be associated anywhere near this story.
It's interesting the legs that this story has had. No?
Absolutely. I think it's very interesting. I mean, he's going to end up taking a paternity test. He seems pretty confident about it, but so does she on her end. So it will really be interesting to see what the results are of all of this.
Life and Style Weekly's Jordy Lippi here on the Ralphie Radio Show. Simon Cowell, of course, launching the X Factor this year, and he's doing so out of this Gigundo trailer that he has on set. How big exactly is this thing, Jordy?
This trailer is so massive. It's 1,100 square feet, and
wow.
It's actually two floors. And this is just his trailer, not even his house.
I wonder if he invites the other judges in, though, like just for like parties and whatnot.
Maybe he does.
I mean,
I'm sure he can have larger parties at his gigantic house.
Right, but still, I mean, two-floor trailer, that's nothing to sneeze at either on set there. That's pretty cool.
Oh, it's small for him.
Wrap it up with Life and Style Weekly's Jordy Lippi here on the Ralphie Radio Show. This whole segment's about to turn into an epic fail because I was hoping we weren't going to bring up Kim Kardashian at all this week, but you can't avoid her, especially when she's on the cover again of Life and Style Weekly. And now she's losing money because of this divorce?
That's right. Some of our sources are telling Life and Style that she is actually putting a lot of gigs on hold. And you know, as well as I, that she does not like staying out of the limelight. And it seems like she has to now because she's just getting such harsh backlash. You know, she's getting death threats from fans. She's being humiliated on shows like SNL. And even her own friends are coming out and dissing her. So she's really going to have to take a step out of the limelight for a little while. And some sources even told us that she's considering getting off of reality TV for a little while, which could absolutely hurt her paycheck.
She might actually have to, like, become a recessionista.
Yeah, she might have to, you know, swap for J. Crew or something.
Right. Maybe that would bring in a paycheck, though. Maybe that's an endorsement in the future. So when we see Kim Kardashian endorsing J. Crew and Marshalls, then we'll know what's going on, right?
Exactly.
Oh, that's too funny. We'll read about those stories and many more in the latest edition of Life and Style Weekly. Senior News Editor Jordy Lippi, have a great weekend.
You too.